Top stories this hour. Iran's president tells his Syrian counterpart that the Islamic Republic supports the establishment of peace and stability in Syria and opposes any foreign intervention in the Arab country. The annual Hajj pilgrimage is nearing its end in the holy city of Mecca, and Muslims around the world celebrate Eid al-Adha. And Sri Lankan protesters refuse to leave President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's residence, saying they won't give up until he actually steps down. Thank you for joining us. Iran's president once again pledges continued support for the anti-Israeli resistance front, particularly Syria. Ebrahim Raisi says Iran is for peace and stability and against any foreign intervention in Syria. In a phone call with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Raisi congratulated the Syrian government and the nation on the occasion of Eid al-Adha. The Iranian president hailed the recent visit to Tehran by President Assad and the good agreements that were reached between the two sides. Raisi called for efforts to follow through and implement the deals. Assad also noted that the enemies of the resistance front are growing weaker by the day. He said Iran and Syria are brothers in arms and wished the two nations increasing success at home and abroad. Iran says it has enriched uranium to a purity of 20% using a cascade of advanced centrifuges it launched 2 weeks ago. The spokesman for the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says this was the final technical stage in the process. He said Iran had in advance informed the UN Nuclear Agency of its plan to inject uranium gas into a cluster of IR-6 centrifuges at the Fordow facility. According to Behruz Kamalvandi, the Western media started hyping up the issue as soon as the International Atomic Energy Agency verified Iran's enrichment. On Saturday, Reuters cited an IAEA report which confirms Iran has increased enrichment using advanced machines. The news agency once again highlighted Western concerns about Iran's nuclear program, despite acknowledging that Iran had indeed informed the agency of its enrichment plan. Tehran says the Western tactics are only meant to pressure it at the ongoing talks for the removal of sanctions. U.S. President Joe Biden defends his decision to visit Saudi Arabia and meet its crown prince, despite criticism that he's abandoning his stated concerns about the kingdom's human rights records. Biden has written in an opinion piece for the Washington Post that his upcoming visit aims to strengthen a strategic partnership with Riyadh. Biden says the U.S. will use Saudi Arabia's vital energy resources to mitigate the impact of the war in Ukraine on global supplies. That's amid surging fuel costs and inflation at home. But the visit goes against Biden's repeated pledges to make Saudi Arabia pay for the killing and dismemberment of dissident journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. Biden's administration has released intelligence findings showing Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman masterminded Khashoggi's murder. Early, we were joined by journalist and political analyst Elia Manier. He says the U.S. president is planning to visit Saudi Arabia for a specific purpose, which is to secure shipments from the kingdom.
Biden is only trying to get oil from the Saudis. This is the objective of his visit. Although he's trying to make it look like he's creating more rapprochement between Israel and Saudi Arabia, which is something that has been going on for some time. So what is more interesting in what he said are points that are of the interest of the region. When he said he preferred that the region come together through democracy, diplomacy, and cooperation, rather than being apart through conflict, undermining the fact that only the U.S. brought conflict to the region by attacking, by supplying Saddam Hussein in his war against Iran, by occupying Afghanistan, occupying Iraq, is still insisting in staying in Iraq, occupying part of Syria, trying to create a failed state in Syria. So all that Biden is really telling us what the U.S. is doing when the countries of the region can sort out themselves the problem. Mm-hmm. And he's coming only to make sure that Saudi Arabia could provide him with oil, which I doubt that he's going to get the 700,000 or 1 million barrels of oil per day to compensate a little bit the stupid sanction that the West imposed on Russia.
Welcome to the news review section of this news broadcast. Hundreds of thousands of Muslim pilgrims are performing the final rituals of the Hajj pilgrimage in the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. One of these rituals is tawaf, or walking in procession around the Kaaba seven times. Kaaba is the direction Muslims always face while praying. Another ritual is the stoning of the devil, in which pilgrims throw pebbles at a rock symbolizing the Satan. The rituals culminate in Eid al-Adha, or the Feast of Sacrifice. On this day, animals are sacrificed to commemorate Prophet Abraham's decision to sacrifice his son in the name of God Almighty. Another essential part of the Hajj pilgrimage is the shaving of the head for men. Women will only cut the tips of their hair. Eid al-Adha is celebrated in Muslim countries around the world, and the date varies by one day in different countries depending on the lunar sightings. Iranians are marking the occasion today. Joining us today is Mahdi Abbasian in Mecca and Jahangir Mohammad, Director for Center for Muslim Affairs in Manchester. Well, first of all, Mahdi, I'm going to start with you. Please tell us the atmosphere surrounding the Hajj pilgrimage and the situation over there, please. Well, it seems like we have a connection issue with Mahdi. We're going to go over to Manchester and speak with Jahangir Mohammad, Director for Center of Muslim Affairs. Mahdi, please, can you tell me about their message of Iran's Islamic Revolution leader and how it resonated among pilgrims?
Well, I think the message of unity that Iran preaches is and Ummah is central to the Hajj pilgrimage. And its rituals. You know, it's the annual gathering of the Hajj. And Muslims from all nationalities, from all backgrounds, from all classes unite at this time in the remembrance of the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we recognize our common heritage Islamically, but also as followers of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. We essentially, it's a time to reconnect with that message of brotherhood, a single brotherhood, no matter what background, united in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Tawheed, and distancing ourselves from both the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also the false idols that people worship today, and there are plenty of those, not least the materialism and the worship of one's desires, which is at the heart of Western liberalism and the Western liberal agenda, which seeks to impose those values on the rest of the world. So I think this message is necessary, it's important, and we have to be reminded about this, because unfortunately we perform the rituals but are not as much reminded about the essential message, the unity of Muslims, the Ummah message of the Hajj, and we can go through each of the rituals and you know, such as the stoning of the devil and the disassociation from the evildoers and the enemies of Allah. We can look at the sacrifice and how Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, cleansed the Muslims and brought them back towards the essential spirit of divine revelation and the divine message, away from the Kaaba that was We see even in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time that people were still doing the tawaf around the Kaaba, but they were doing it naked, and they had idols in the house. So this cleansing of the idols and reconnecting reinvigorating, redirecting the religion of Islam and the followers of Islam towards the essential message of Tawheed and also unity and brotherhood. And this was brought together in the final message of Arafat, the final sermon, in which the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he basically reminded Muslims that they are one brotherhood, and they shouldn't go back to the stage where they were divided and fighting each other, and to the blood feuds of the Arabian tribes that he found, the vengefulness, the wars, the conflicts. So there's a lot there that we need to remind, and the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Supreme Leader every year reminds us of some of those essential messages, which some may seem political.
Thank you, Jahangir. I'll be back with you in a minute. I'm just going to go to Mahdi Abbasian, who is our correspondent in Mecca. We had just lost the connection for a minute there. I've been told that Mahdi is back on the line to give us an update on the situation in Mecca and what the atmosphere is like for the pilgrims over there in the last days before they return home.
I say hello to you, Milad, from the land of revelation. Well, today I accompanied hundreds of thousands of Muslims who walked toward the Jamarat, a place in Mina, in order to perform the stoning of the devil ritual. Now, this place, one of the purposes of Hajj is to recall, while we are in Mina, how a 94-year-old father, Prophet Abraham, brought his 8-year-old son here for sacrifice in order to act based on God's will. Now, today, Muslims carrying stones they just collected from Muzdalifa or Mash'ar al-Haram, in which they've spent a night in before, they went there and did this ritual. And there are three places in Jamarat, three walls that they throw stones at. These are places that Muslims believe a devil attempted to talk Prophet Abraham out of doing what he was supposed to do, and that's acting based on God's will. Now, it's very interesting. I talked with a pilgrim, and he told me that everything that happens during Hajj has a higher meaning. It's manifestation. It's a manifestation of something higher. And his revelation was very beautiful. He told me that do not see it like this. It's a symbolic act that tells you and teaches you that you need to reject and stone the temptation to disobey God inside yourself. And other things that I have to tell you is that the environment here in Mina is amazing. Different people, different complexions, different nations, they've all gathered here. Now, in Islam, in Quran, we have a verse that says, and hold fast to the rope of God altogether, and be not divided. And that's what exactly you can see here. There's no division. It's all unity. All Muslims pray together 5 times a day. They go to the holy sites to perform their rituals. They just help out each other. I've seen today, I saw a group of African Muslims who were carrying water, bottles of water, cool water, and then distributing them among Muslims who had walked long distances to get to Jamarat. And this cool water is really refreshing. And all you see is that everyone wants to help the other one. If someone is lost, they try to just help him find their tent in Mina, and things such as this. Now, their social class, their color, everything. See, you do not see these things. What you sense is a pure and solemn atmosphere of brotherhood, serenity, and affection. Back to you, dear Mila.
Very well. Thank you very much to the both of you, Mahdi Abbasian, joining us from Mecca, and Jahangir Mohammed with his insights, director for the Center of Muslim Affairs in Manchester. Protesters in Sri Lanka say they are not leaving the presidential palace in the capital, Colombo, until he actually steps down. People are still milling outside the residence a day after storming it in anger. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and the prime minister have fled with the navy. They say they will resign on Wednesday. Despite that, the chaos is far from over. The South Asian nation is facing chronic food and fuel shortages and a galloping inflation, factors that brought the once relatively rich economy to its knees. Details of a transition of power and the shape-up of the next government are still not clear. We've spoken to the chief of Sri Lanka's National Peace Council, Jahan Pereira. As somebody who has personally taken part in the street rallies in Colombo, he talks about what it is like and what the Sri Lankan people are actually demanding.
The mood is quite jubilant at this time, that as you would have seen footage of people going into the president's house and occupying it. They are taking a swim. They're touring it. Hopefully they will not vandalize it. I'm very hopeful that that will not happen. But they have been able to breach that. And what this means is that it shows that the government is unable to resist the people's protest. And I'm hopeful. Now, there is no constitutional way to force the president out. There's a very long process of impeachment. But also the people want the parliament also. They want the government in its entirety to go. The president plus the government, which is dominated by the president's party, they want them to go. And I have a feeling that that is going to happen now. And what we are moving towards is an all-party government, a small all-party government. Maybe it excludes the present the ruling family and the ministers of this present government, but it's going to be a small all-party government for a temporary period to try and get over the hump.
Well, that brings us to the end of this news broadcast.
Follow us on social media to stay up to date on the latest global developments. You can keep in touch with us by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/ParsTodayEN. You can also follow IRIB English Radio on Instagram via instagram.com/ParsTodayEnglish.
Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
radio. Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, July 10th, 2022. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, or messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about IRIB English Radio's programs. Or if you have any message for our listeners around the world, then you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And congratulations, everyone, on a very great feast. Congratulations to you on the auspicious feast of Qurban or Eid al-Adha that marks the culmination of the Hajj pilgrimage and commemorates Prophet Abraham's great sacrifice of his son Ishmael, who by the command of God Almighty was saved at the last moment. Thank you for being with us. This is Listeners Special, and here I do send my appreciations and warm greetings and gratitude to those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports from around the world, including Roni Hossein from Bangladesh, Osman Ramos Reyes from Guatemala, and Bruce Lee from Australia. And as you may know, as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our engineers and technicians. These reception reports actually enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. So all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an electronic QSL card from us. And let me mention the names of those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails from around the world. And then later during the program, I will read these emails. Mohammad Khaku from the US has sent us an email. Mohammad Akram Sial from Pakistan has sent us an email. Here we have received an email from India from Dr. Hemant Kumar. Bashir Solangi from India has sent us an email, and Brian Penny from the US has also sent us an email. And before the program, I was reading these emails. Most of them focus on Eid al-Adha or the Feast of Sacrifice, and they're mostly congratulatory messages. Thank you for these messages, our great listeners. So, after a short break, I will be back with these great emails. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. So, Mohammad Khaku from the US, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us an email. Let's see what Mohammad says. Dear staff, I hope this email finds you and your honored family in the best of health with the grace of Almighty Allah. Greetings and prayer for safety of Muslim Ummah, happiness, prosperity, and the good health with long life. May this special day of Eid open all doors of success, bring peace to the world. May this Eid bring you and your honored family abundant joy and happiness in your life. Salam and warmest greetings to you on this great day, Muhammad Khaku from the US. Please accept our appreciations to you for sending us this congratulatory message and this email to your radio station, IRIB English Radio. Thank you for this beautiful email, such nice message on the occasion of Eid al-Adha. We also wish you all the best. We wish you peace, joy, love, and good tidings on this feast, the Feast of Sacrifice or Eid al-Adha. Thank you for writing this email to us. My colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. Muhammad Khaku from the US, write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you, Muhammad Khaku. And from Pakistan, we've received an email from Muhammad Akram Sial. Let's see what Muhammad Akram says. Dear staff at IRIB English Radio, I hope that you would be fine. And my club friends and I are absolutely fit and fine. I am a new listener of your service. I listen to your programs daily. I found all the programs very informative and interesting. I have a request that is you post me a program guide and other literature. Waiting for your reply. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from IRIB English Radio from Tehran and Islamic Republic of Iran. To you, Muhammad Akram Sial, and your club friends. Thank you for writing this email to your radio station, your favorite radio station, IRIB English Radio. We also congratulate you on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, the Feast of Sacrifice. We wish you peace, joy, love, and good tidings on this great occasion. And thank you for writing such an encouraging and inspiring message to your favorite radio, IRIB English Radio, as you found the programs very informative and interesting. It gives us, inspiration to continue the path of your treading. So my colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. And as your request for sending you a program guide and other literature at a time of pandemic, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio, unfortunately, is not possible. So please accept just our electronic materials. So after a short break, I will be back with an email from one of our old and regular listeners, Dr. Heman Kumar from India. Stay tuned, please. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and here we've received an email from one of our old and regular listeners, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India. Dr. Hemant Kumar says, Eid al-Adha is the Eid of sacrifice and commitment to Allah orders. May Allah bless us with the same in all circles of life and help all amongst us who are helpless, worried, and waiting for his blessings. Amen. Happy Eid al-Adha. Salam and warm greetings to you, Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, and please accept our warm gratitudes for sending us this congratulatory message. Happy Eid al-Adha to you, Dr. Hemant Kumar, and thank you very much for sending us this email. Yes, as you said, Eid al-Adha is the Eid of sacrifice and commitment to Allah orders. And may Allah bless us with the same in all circles of life. Thank you. We wish you all the best. Wish you peace, prosperity, happiness, good tidings on this great occasion, on the occasion of Eid al-Adha. Soon, my colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card. Dr. Hemant Kumar from India, write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you again. And again from the U.S., we've received an email from Brian Penny. Let's see what Brian Penny says. Dear Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting, I received your broadcast to Europe and North America in English this afternoon. Reception conditions were nominal, with minimal noise and fading. The modulation level of your broadcast was a bit low, but I was able to copy the majority of your transmission. If you find my reception report to be accurate, I would appreciate receiving a QSL from your station. An electronic QSL would be sufficient during this unprecedented pandemic. Salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, Iran, and IRIB English Radio. Brian Penny from the U.S. Thank you very much for sending us this email. So thank you for letting us know about the troubles you had. As you said, the reception conditions were nominal with minimal noise and fading. Thank you for telling us the condition you had about receiving. Anyway, we are so happy that our signals are received in your region. Of course, please accept our electronic QSL card in the time of pandemic. We have no other choice except sending you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. Please accept it from us. Thank you for writing to your radio station, IRIB English Radio. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon, Brian Penny from the U.S. And after a short break, I will be back with other emails from around the world. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Bashir Solangi from India has sent us an email. Bashir says, I would like to send my congratulations to the Muslim world on Eid al-Adha occasion. I would like to pray for the world and ask Allah to help us from the widespread pandemic disease, which took already many innocent lives across the globe. Thanks as always, and God bless you all, and happy Eid al-Adha. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you, Bashir Solangi from India. Many thanks for sending us this email, such nice email. We also do send our congratulations to you and all our listeners, especially Muslim listeners, on Eid al-Adha or Feast of Sacrifice. We wish you all the best. We wish you happiness, joy, love, good tidings on this great occasion. And as we, just like you, would like to pray for all people around the world and ask God to help us in the time, in the bad times, in the time of pandemic, and save all people around the world, be it in Asia, Africa, America, all people around the world, in the Europe, save all people. As you said, this pandemic, this unprecedented and widespread pandemic disease has taken many lives around the world, and this is so sad. So on this great occasion, on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, we ask God to save people around the world. Anyway, Bashir Solangi from India, that was a good wish and that was a good prayer. Thank you for this great wish and this congratulatory message to your radio station, IRIB English Radio. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon. Bashir Solangi from India, write to us soon. Thank you again. My colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. Well, dear listeners of Listeners Special, congratulations again on the auspicious Feast of Qurban, or Eid al-Adha, that marks the culmination of the Hajj pilgrimage and commemorates Prophet Abraham's great sacrifice of his son Ishmael, who, by the command of God Almighty, was saved at the last moment. So, here we have to wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with Listeners Special and IRIB English Radio. Have a good time. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00982122013720. Once again, our phone number is 00982122013720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ista'inu bis sabri was salah.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I want to start by sending our Eid Mubarak messages to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. You know that the Eid of Sacrifice or Eid al-Adha mark the events that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam with. In particular, when he was tested with the sacrifice of his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this in the Holy Quran in Surah Safat, verse number 102. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ that when he reached, yani Ismail alayhi salam, reached the age of exertion, some say he was 13 years old at that time, the sa'i means effort, and the effort here is when that son could be of use to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be used to his father, somebody who would be there to see assistance. When he reached this age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him this dream that for 3 nights he is to sacrifice his son. And so he comes to his son, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. That, oh my son, I saw in my dream that I am to sacrifice you. Tell me what you think. And we get this very beautiful jawab from Ismail alayhi salam, where he says, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. That, do as you have been commanded. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. That you will find me, inshallah, amongst those who are patient. Very beautiful lessons that we can learn about the faith and the sacrifice and the sabr of these two great prophets of ours. But you know what is most interesting, especially for the discussion we want to have today, is that this test, which can be considered the greatest of the tests that Ibrahim alayhi salam was put through, comes after a series of tests that he was put through prior. This wasn't a one-off. It's not that God didn't know where Ibrahim alayhi salam stood. It's not that God didn't know the faith of Ibrahim. God knew that. This was an established fact. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries him with this test. I mean, if you look at the test prior to that, if any one of us were to be put through that test, we'd be like, Basallah, enough, yeah? We have seen my faith. But look at Ibrahim, had to stand up to idol worshippers, be physically assaulted, thrown into a fire, leaving his watan, migration to a new land, leaving his family behind in a barren land. And after having successfully passed all of these tests, it's not that Ibrahim made a mistake here. You know, sometimes we take a test, right? You take a driving test, you miss 4 questions, you have to take that test again. It's not that Ibrahim messed up anywhere. Ibrahim passed all of these tests, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him with the test of sacrifice on top of that. And the question is, why? Why does God do that? And there are 2 main reasons that we understand. The first is to give Ibrahim alayhi salam rank, darajat. Yeah? Our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. He's reported to have said in a tradition, Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ittakhadha Ibrahima abdan qabla an yattakhidahu nabiyya. That Allah took Ibrahim as an abd, as a servant, before he took him as a nabi, a prophet. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَهُ نَبِيًّا قَبْلَ أَن يَتَّخِذَهُ رَسُولًا. And he took him as a prophet before he took him as a messenger. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَهُ رَسُولًا قَبْلَ أَن يَتَّخِذَهُ خَلِيلًا. And then he took him as a messenger before he took him as a beloved, as a friend, a khalil. And then he says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَهُ خَلِيلًا قَبْلَ أَن يَجْعَلَهُ إِمَامًا. And then he took him as a friend before he took him as an imam. فَلَمَّا جَمَعَ لَهُ الْأَشْيَاءَ. And then when all of these different qualities came together, at this time Allah says, إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. That not only are you an imam now, you are an imam for all of mankind. صَلُّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلِ مُحَمَّدْ. صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلِ مُحَمَّدْ. Listen, we learn a tremendous lesson from this, right? Rank. Right? Darajat. This is what we are striving for, right? To be closest to Allah, as close as we can. We don't know the number of levels. There are infinite levels of closeness to God. Our job is to strive to them. Darajat, rank, is not given arbitrarily by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because we are of a certain family, just because we are of a certain lineage, just because we are a certain gender, Allah doesn't care about that. We see the children of Anbiya, Allah threatened them. We see children of A'imma who have gone astray. It's not about family, it's not about our lineage, it's not about any of these things. Rank, darajat, is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when an individual successfully passes examinations. Yeah? When we are tested by God, And when we behave the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to behave in these tests, this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises us in rank. And this is something that is crucially important. Embrace tests, my brothers and sisters. Yeah? Don't complain. Our natural reaction is to whine and complain when things don't go our way. Don't whine. Don't complain. Yeah, that doesn't bode well for our relationship with Allah. At the same time, we must never forget that tests are not only bad things. Tests are also in ease. You know, when we are going through life, if you examine your life, and I hope you do this, sometimes I think, you know, I honestly think, that, Ya Allah, today nothing bad happened. Yeah, like what's up, right? But at the same time, those moments of goodness are an exam from Allah. Don't get overly excited. Yeah? Don't complain, don't get overly excited. Remain even keeled and pass the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. And when we pass them day by day, we may not see a change in our present lives, but I swear to you, we are rising in rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is how darajat is given. That is how rank is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second reason why Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested after all of these tests, was to see who held the primary position of love in the heart of Ibrahim. Yeah? As we said, Ibrahim, even the Quran tells us, he had reached an old age now. Did not have any children. He prayed to Allah for a child. Allah gave him two children. And then when that child, he raised him, he grew him up, fed him, nourished him, did whatever a father and mother would do for a child. When he reached that age when he could be a partner to him, Allah says, now I want you to sacrifice him. Imagine, right? When you have grown to love something, committed your time, efforts and energy into something, Allah now subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see if we are willing to sacrifice that thing, right? And this happens with us in many things, right? If, for example, you are starting a project or you are starting a hobby and you are forced to give that up, at the very beginning, okay, fine, you know, I haven't invested that much time, I haven't invested that much energy, that much money into it. But now that I have invested my life into it, now you tell me to give it up, it's going to be very difficult to give it up. But that's where Allah tests us. When we have attachments to things over a period of time, that is when that thing becomes a competitor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It becomes somebody who competes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where Allah says very clearly in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. He says there are people who take besides God's competitors, partners. Why? Because they have invested time in it. Right? They have invested energy in it. They have invested their blood and sweat into it. Allah says when you do that, you are putting partners to me. Not to say that we don't do it. Do it, but never forget that the primary love belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The primary attention belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If in my business that I have sacrificed everything for, I have to cut corners and do something haram, I have set a competitor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? In my journeys and in my travels, if I do things which are haram, I have created competitors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. But for those who believe, they have this ardent love for God. Nothing comes in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we have to again do some soul searching, right? If I in my life pick and choose what I want to follow with the religion of Allah, clearly I don't love Allah the way He deserves to be loved. Yeah? If at Salatul Fajr I can snooze till the last 5 minutes, clearly I don't love Allah the way He deserves to be loved. If I, because of my children, will do things which are haram that they want, I allow them to do haram things in the house, I allow them to listen to music in the house, I allow them to watch haram things in the house, clearly I don't love Allah as I should be loving Allah. This is where we have to reflect and think. These two things, my brothers and sisters, I swear, if we focus on them, if we focus on them and embrace the test that we go through, and if we ensure that Allah holds the primary position of love in our hearts, then this day is the day of Eid, truly haqqan haqqan for each and every one of us. Wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1930 to 2030 UTC on the following frequencies. 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz for Europe, and 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz for Southern Africa, and FM 91.5 megahertz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and Iransat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Hame ba wujood qudde saratani Israel mukhalifin.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor Israel.
Wajh mushtarak hame wahdat ummat islami.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
What is the philosophy of Eid al-Adha? Imam Khamenei explains. If we pay attention to the philosophy inherent in Eid al-Adha, many paths will be open for us. A select messenger of the righteous one, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, made a sacrifice on Eid al-Adha. In some cases, sacrificing your loved ones is beyond sacrificing your own life. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was about to sacrifice a loved one in the way of God. A young child whom Allah the Exalted had bestowed on him at an old age after a lifetime of waiting. Praise be to Allah, who has given me in old age Ismail and Ishaq. Most surely my Lord is the hearer of prayer. the Holy Quran, Surah 14, verse 39. Allah the Exalted had bestowed these two sons on him at an old age, probably after a lifetime of impatient waiting. He had no hope of getting another child at that age. The chief of the martyrs of the entire world, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who is the symbol of sacrifice and martyrdom, remembers this event in the holy prayer of Arafah. He says, "And Ibrahim decided to sacrifice his son at an old age, after a lifetime of waiting." This is part of a supplication by Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Arafah, a supplication that was recited by Hajj pilgrims on Arafah day. This sacrifice is a symbol for the faithful people who want to tread the path of truth, transcendence and perfection. This is impossible without a sacrifice. In fact, all the tests that we go through involve one essential element. All tests involve a sacrifice. Sometimes this involves sacrificing your life and wealth. Other times it involves forgiving somebody for a comment he makes and insists on stubbornly. Yet other times it involves sacrificing your dear ones, your children and your loved ones.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Being tested means going through hardships. When a hardship is placed in the way of an individual or a people, going through this hardship is a test. If they go through this hardship, they will reach the desired destination. And if they fail to utilize the talent within them, if they fail to overcome their passions, they will fall by the wayside. This is what a test is. God does not put us through divine tests in order to get to know us and see at what level we are. Divine tests are in fact a step towards one's destination. When we are tested and we manage to go through the hardships of tests, we enter a new situation, a new stage of life. A nation and an individual are not different from one another in this regard.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. I want to thank you for bringing me home.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.